Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, good evening, people. I know we're a little late here. There were some technical difficulties. Just bear with us, okay? It's only 4 minutes. 4 minutes, what have you lost? You're listening to Comedian Organic OK. Well, okay, not me personally. I mean, I'm the co-host. But it's his show. It's named after him. You're listening to Blog Talk Radio's Comedian Organic OK. I'm co-host Dude Talk. And across from me is Comedian Organic OK.
Yes, I am the Comedian God Organic OK. I am OK. You know that. I am organic.
Yeah, this is Comedian Organic OK. And this show today is about communities and the infrastructure of communities and how we allow the actual platform of our desires to carry this legacy of sharing the community, right? Because we, in coming through different communities, I feel like it's always going to be an infrastructure that's polluted, right? And there's going to be a part of time in your mind where you're going to see things that is sitting wrong. We're going to see the things that your desires and what the infrastructure that you have that make this actual will turn to be something that's important and powerful. You start seeing how so many things that are considered not powerful is because how the components are being taken apart. Just as someone experiment or something that you have could be, say example, people know they have things that's in their life that's, you know, they spend all their money. You know, people hear these stories, right? It's something they spend all their money for. Maybe their relative, their cousin, their nephew, their auntie, they, you know, let's move with the auntie, maybe young, who knows? And they experimented with something they had. And they said, oh, they just messed up this, right? That's how people are. People are experimenting with things that could be destroying your great, you know, masterpiece. And sometimes people could be adding on to it, right? You got to think about how people have modified the connection, right? Now, who knows? There's so many fantastic people out there, right? Talk, dude. Don't you think, ain't you a magical person, man? Ain't you a person that create an actual space that you want people to identify with you? Do you? Is it any time in your life you didn't want people to identify with you?
No, I mean, in a way, I realized I never would. I thought I could basically hide from everybody. But here's the thing.
Excuse me. You make everything so challenging to even conversate with you that people, it's like, listen to this. If you were talking about you was hungry, especially you're hungry, you say, yes, I'm hungry. They give you food. And you say, did you enjoy it? I really loved it. But see, you use all your energy and your ammo to translate the disconnect instead of translating the embracement of someone caring about you. The time that you talk about you waiting to digest what people are saying, do you understand you don't have a how can I say this? Because what I want to say, it comes across in a lot of ways, it comes across very toxic. It's toxic because the connection to what that means. And I have to be aware, organic, on how I say things that in your space, you know, because when I'm dealing with this guy, you know, talk to dude, it's things that I say to him that he's offended by. And see, you might not think he's offended, but the things that he's not offended by, you'd be surprised. The things that he is offended by, you'd be surprised. And this is the thing on how to talk to him in a way that it doesn't trigger bad experience to him. See, it may sound funny. I say something to him, it may sound funny. To him, he might not be internalizing that way. So the thing is, to have him feel like he's enjoying it, that's what's funny. If he's enjoying the experience, then I think that's more, you know, more something that we can come to understanding. The more he have peace, but I'm saying you can't allow the peace to be something like, almost like allowing a kid that just eat food that falls his head on the ground. We have to have some kind of, you know, understanding about, hey, that's, it got to be boundaries within, not because you know, if it's not making you, you know, build your greatness up and just keeping you at the low altitude of you, and you feel like, oh no, I can't do it, like, reason you feel that way because you know you compromise yourself. You only feel that way because you're not really giving your excellent ability that you would be embracing. But you give this little effort, and then all the rest of the time you're being selfish. So then you feel like, oh, I don't know if I can do it, because your mind is telling you you're being selfish. And this selfish thing is a tug of war because, you know, once you get rid of the selfish part that's keeping you behind, not allowing you to communicate with the community, not allowing you to see someone look just like you, that's dealing with more devastation, and you just so caught up in your own. And look at this idea of expanding your ability. It's almost like saying, I feel like I'm saying some kind of commie or obituary. Like, I'm just saying, oh, well, this is comedian talk dude, and his life was about, and it's just like, it's like a eulogy, you know? It's like a eulogy talking to this guy. He's like, he's quiet waiting for the damn preacher to talk.
Oh, no, I can talk. Okay, fine. But I wish it was just letting someone have to say it. God, I forgot what it was now. But I want to make the point that... Oh, okay. Come other topic and let me make a comment on it. The show should be about. That's what it is about.
So you speak out loud. You know we're on air. This is not rehearsal. So whatever you say, you need to make your point be your answer instead of having to have to.
Okay.
Reflect.
I might compromise myself. That's because in all the ways of how limited I am. Like, for example, I merely tried to just, like, make my own bed because I got so much bedding. It was such an ordeal, but I had to put on the back burner for later. I mean, in a way, I am compromised. Like, well, I have a bunch of clothes because I wanted to basically not to buy clothes again anytime soon. Set a horn and stuff so my money is saved, so I don't have to buy this, go out there and buy that. Everyone's scripting and saving, you know, because virtually everybody has to. Thing is, I try to just keep my clothes in plastic bags only for a while. My father said, I don't like
excuse,
that.
Excuse me, sir. This is not a... This is you're giving away private information. This community show, and you're talking about this in this light that doesn't necessarily have to, like, I think this should be something that's done on your other show, not on this show, on the in your personal, you know, that's another topic. Don't waste your energy. Don't waste your voice where you have somewhere to speak. You know, this should be something powerful you should be putting into the world, bro. Don't be bringing this old dirty laundry stuff that's not really making you a better person. This not making you better. All this make you sound like you just complaining and talking about, I need this. Man, what the hell I got to do with you being successful?
Because in a way, what does it have to do? I'm trying to basically tell somebody, to make successes, you got to sort of.
Man, you were talking about that old that disabled shelter shit you're talking about. Disabled shelter shit. That people get back to them, get molested, and all kind of pervert shit. This is bullshit where perverts come and wait on you in the lobby and hear the bullshit, bro. Okay? This is depressing shit you're talking about, and it's kind of like, hey, if you want to use this counseling shit, everybody's trying to get a fucking, you know, injection to this kind of economics of people just talking about pressing shit to keep this kind of cycle in place. Over-medicating kids, okay. Kids are depressed, they keep giving medication, and their minds start scrambling. They start scrambling their minds. So they're adults. Their mind is not actually up to par in a lot of ways because the medication. You can talk, bro. Come on
okay,
now, man.
Okay,
I'm talking for 30
I'm
seconds.
Stop interrupting. Thank you.
All right, everybody,
okay,
this is what I'm going to do, y'all, because I'm a comedian. I'm not going to take the disabled bullshit from him. For one, if I be quiet for 10 seconds, it shouldn't take no longer than that to talk. Just talk. You don't have to. This is not direct. No, you're not going to talk now because you took too long. Now, everybody, I'm going to just mute his voice for a while until you appreciate when you get able to talk, you take the time to talk. It's not about me having to talk like we in a disabled class or disabled rehabilitation place. You got to understand how to talk. That's how you learn how to talk better. When someone opens up a path with you to talk, you talk. Don't start talking about, well, you're not letting me to talk. That's disabled bullshit. Get that psychological shit out your mind. Learn how to be a model citizen where you can be grateful in your ability moving forward instead of the disability of trying to live like your disability beyond necessary. You go out your way to be disabled. This is some bullshit. Mm-hmm. You go out your way to be disabled. Everybody knows you got Tourette's and Asperger's, but you go out your way to do the extra shit just because it's convenient to be disabled. And it's not convenient for you.
It's a radio show.
Well, but I got to cuss because it's important. You know, you got Tourette's. You like cussing. You know, that's your thing. So I might as well throw the cussing there like throwing water in grease. I know. This sounds good.
The steps to success. Well, honestly, I basically talked to people today who told me, you need to ask yourself right now, take that first baby step and make a habit of it.
Stop this bullshit. Okay? You want to stop telling me what motherfuckers telling you about your life, and you know these motherfuckers are talking to you like you're a fucking retarded baby. Okay? And they call it now, it's not even called retarded no more. It's called intellect declined. And the way you're talking, bro, this is some disabled, boring shit, bro. You know what can happen is by just living disabled. It's like you're tracing disability. What kind of shit is this, bro? Happy people understand limitations are not designed for them to be oppressed is by happy and clearing all this shit. Not talking about, well, someone told me, man, stop that bullshit, bro. You're another altitude of your ability. And you just keep living in this kind of simple-minded, boring shit that's keeping you overwhelmed with trying to keep basic shit together. You won't be constantly frustrated with this shit because it's not uplifting you. It's not motivating you. It's not saying, let's go hiking. Let's go mountain climbing. It's like, it's nothing in this shit that people are giving you. They're giving you, like, leftover trash that got expired information on it. You know? Someone is really helping you. You're going to start seeing how the shit is really affecting your life. You can tell somebody something that seemed like it ain't nothing. But how you utilize the words, how you utilize the experience, how you utilize your intellect ability, how you utilize your intellect, they call it your intellect property, and how you reflect these things, it's changed. But just to sit in the pocket and be lazy and tell people shit like you ain't thinking and just give them the okie doke, you know, that's something else, bro.
Okay, hold on a second. Okay. It's exactly 47 minutes after the hour here on the program, Comedian Organic OK, his show. Please get involved. Call in. We're here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 515-605-9709. Now, here's the thing. What do you want to honestly discuss about the time we have left? What do you want to discuss tonight? Really discuss?
Well, I want to discuss because in regards to the community and infrastructure in place, I feel like people quite often, because we're looking at things that align to be successful. It's not even really the things that are really helpful for the majority. It's things that, okay, how can I override what you're not doing? How can I undermine the actual infrastructure for people in the communities can be successful? It's like, oh, no, how can I pollute the community and then put it in a place where no one's successful besides the propaganda, and then people are discouraged, almost like what you're talking about. People are discouraged in that capacity and don't have the energy to really move through, you know? I shouldn't see one group of ethnic group people to have everything. It should be all different kinds of people. You know? I don't see that. I don't see, you know, the diversity of people winning in everything. I want to see some things that in restaurant business. I want to see more diversity in business. Cooking and food so everybody can have a comfortable space of everyone cooking, cuisine, and don't have to feel, oh, you know, I have to be on Asia because this person, man, no, man, this is, food is cooking. People cook all kind of foods. I've worked in places and been, you know, cooking foods and cuisines and a lot of stuff. I don't remember a lot of stuff I learned how to make. I learned a lot of cuisines and learned how to cook, you know. And it's like, wow, it's like, lots of stuff I learned how to cook, you know, it's because I was hungry And I just started pinning stuff together, and people said, well, this is this culture. How do you know how to make food like this? I'm like, isn't that the intellectability and the very vulnerableness of caring and how you push it? Like, it's like understanding the common sense of our greatness, understanding how you make – see, people, every time somebody try to tell their culture, I feel like they kind of castrate the ability that I actually been connected to on a deeper level. You know, it didn't just start, you know, recently that I had an understanding about connected, understanding about if people figured out information because they're people, why can I not figure out the greatest ideas or the greatest ideas if it all come back to people? If you're talking about spirituality, talking about universal God, that goes right back to us. We're reflecting in the desires we have. So you're telling me the people you're trying to give, you're trying to make me lose everything that I actually learned and then give it back and try to play crap spiritual games and try to see if I can gain more but lose everything that the value that I already know so I can be morally disabled to the understanding of what it means to really connect. All the things you're trying to get me to understand is trying to castrate my understanding of the spirit, because when we're doing the right thing, we're not falling behind. You know, we're not falling behind what we need to be doing, but when we start not doing what we're supposed to be doing, then we fall behind. We try to use this, you know, this decoding of trying to figure out spiritually what needs to be done, how we lie, you know. And people start talking about the spiritual paperwork to the point where we're not even trying to do anything. It's on the block. We're just like, hold on a second, man. It's too many people been in situations, you know, incarcerated and everything, where people are using these books and people are isolating people's soul. And you can tell somebody that's been isolated and then they're reading spiritual things and they can feel how they're disconnecting. You know, it's a very powerful thing to connect from an organic place within our vibration levels. When we're dealing with God, how we think from our mind capacity, and how we let, and then as we start using the Bible and start using these other religious platforms, you start seeing how your mind start being. It's almost like at points, because I've seen too many spiritual setups, and that's one of the things I know is when I was just listening and learning, right?
Uh-huh.
Listening and learning. And doing what I was truly supposed to be doing, I noticed how many more things I just did and just achieved, and I see the blessings behind it. When I start trying to talk, and I tell people, no, this is the spiritual this and this. I start saying, hold on a second, no. It's telling people that's doing this, and it's turning people off. When you start talking about people's religious, you start talking about people's, you know, God, it starts turning people off. It just, because it's too many, people die over this kind of conversation. You know, people died over this. And people just keep on talking about it like people are not, people when they lay down at the end of their days, this is what they talk about. They read things, scriptures and things like that. They start talking about these things and people just sitting there sad. So it's a different shift in the spiritual connection that relates to people's passing, coming into the world, and how this energy is connected. It's a lot of things that, as I see people talk about it, as time goes along, we can't ever get too excited to forget the vulnerableness of caring about the spiritual part of our soul. We can't get too caught up in how somebody's interpreting something from their lack of ability to be flexible through the mobility of how the spiritual connection, right? You can have a bad day, right? You had to. You can contest this, right? You had a very bad day, right?
Yeah.
If somebody told you something that connected you to something in your mind that maybe you didn't actually have the complete understanding, and it reconfirmed the spiritual connection, and then you related to that, you know, that person, honestly, a woman, you related to that woman, and you feel attracted. Have you ever had a woman tell you something that spiritually aligned you and you was attracted to her?
I don't think it's ever happened to me. But when it happens to somebody, that's when you know you got a keeper. And you're right. The melting pot isn't melting like it should be. There's still too much diversity.
There are other cultures where there's none of that, virtually none of it. But I think America, I don't know, everything's still a little too separate, you know what I mean? Things aren't changing like they should.
I think one of the things, too, that see, this is the thing. America, as we're talking in America right now, but anyone can listen to this anywhere in the world. You know, and I think that this is one of the things. As more you get to travel around the world and tighten up your spiritual connection to the people in the levels that you truly deserve to have, that's representing the ability that spiritually that it's inside of a seasoning batter that is cooking through the experiences of people's pain, you start seeing more things in your life start becoming more simplified, more connected to people than you find disconnected. And people would see you and say, he don't say what's needed. You know how people say, man, oh, my goodness, man. He always says something inappropriate. He always says something not right. It's going to be a time, bro. What you say is not going to be always said wrong, man. I'm trying to get you to understand that. It's going to be a time where your words is going to be so powerful. I want you to understand that, man.
I'm looking forward to that moment.
Keep going, listening.
All right, fine. I want to make a change, personal stand, whatever. I mean, I personally think that basically people have got to stop being a little bit more separate and segregated. I know, you know what? It's kind of like.
Can you, when you talk, you make change by talking. You talk for the voices that don't have a voice. So stop talking like you don't. Like you don't know that. Just talk as you know. Don't talk like you don't have to.
We got to stop fear. We got to stop looking at everybody, different people who might be different, as those people. I mean, I know you think that's an old age, but here it's still going on now. We tell ourselves that basically that was a long time ago, but there hasn't been as much change as we like to think there is.
See, that's honest, because it's true. A lot of people identify with that, man. What I'm trying to explain to you is when you stand on what you think, man, stop mimicking it. Stop acting like it's not important. You don't realize how important it is for you to say what you're saying. And as you, I can't say this. I got to, no, say what you mean.
Okay. It was a sad time. The worst time in history is when people were united basically by being, every group was united against everybody else. We looked at them as sort of, the enemy. What that'll be? The enemy of my enemy is my friend.
Enemy?
What?
You think people think you enemy? You think?
I think some people do.
Are you think the people think that you are like welding their destruction that's been left into the wilderness of vulnerable life? Like, you know, when you see somebody that you know do evil things. They always have a part of them that's very sad. As much as they do it, they commit to evil, they have a very sad part of them that's so vulnerable. And once someone connects you, man, you hear some of these stories, man, I didn't have my father around. I didn't have this person around. And so I did this, I did that. And as I was saying, man, people just actually no good. But then you see some things behind people that see the goodness in you that don't. It doesn't give you that cold feeling. Like, it's people out there, man, they think they're the coldest people on earth, but then there's some people that can identify with them so well that they would just not do that thing because they respect them and respect themselves around this person. And I'm saying to you, if you respect yourself around people that you know is really behind you, why are you so scared of you caring and freeing yourself? What, do you realize you get to free yourself on the other side of this, bro? You get the things you really want to see happiness. You know, if you're building this, you're building your actual castle and your whatever you want, you're building this. And it's like, just why not say these things so you can be truly in your world that you want to be?
Yes, let's build it. Let's build it all together. Why? This empire has to be built. We have nothing else to do but to say this. It needs to be said.
Yeah, but you sound like you're not, you're like, take this in your desires. That you really want to do this year, you really want to be happy. You really want to be helping the community. You want the community to reflect it in your desire. You want them to say, talk, dude.
You want them to look at you, and you can see the sincerity in them, how you present in your desires. And you want people to really connect, but you don't really think that your mind is too far. That's because you're dealing with people that ain't able to travel as far as you. You know, if you're an astronaut, you're going to space, you know. You're going to another place. You can expect the little place. Your engine is going too far for the people. So you got to understand how you're dealing with them. You got to understand how they think. Understand that. Don't just come in and I'm going to act like I can't. Man, come on, man. Don't be so cold to people. Let them understand that you connect to them. Do that. And they won't have this, you come in the room, just want to be quiet. Don't want to talk to people, talk at people, talk to people just like you. Like, you're pre-dated like a cell phone. Like, you act like people act when they got cell phones. You act like that. When you connect what you're really thinking to people thinking the same thing. But you're going through all different routes to disconnect because you want to be isolated with your thoughts. And it's a time and place for all that.
Yeah. I guess that's it for us tonight. Thank you for listening to Comedian Organic OK and Zoom Talk. Thank you. Check us out on the web. We're out there. All right. Thank you all for tuning in. Thank you. And good night.